Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome on in to the third hour of the Tobin and Leroy show. We got some breaking news, so I'm going to go ahead and give you your headlines. These headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Doral VW just broke the rules of gravity. Prices are falling so fast, we're checking for a crater.
I know Volkswagen what it is.
Price, I know it's bad news. Volkswagen's yep. Price, like they lost their minds. Doral Volkswagen, buckle up. No one sells for less. No one. Breaking news, unfortunately, out of Sunrise. And I'd like to thank Schmeath and Schmolnick for bringing this to our attention. Paul Maurice tells reporters that Florida Panthers captain Alexander Barkov is undergoing surgery for a right knee injury that was injured during practice on Thursday. His timeline as of right now is up in the air, but they are saying that it is likely that he will miss the entire season.
There's no need to bring him back to scramble the last month or two of the season, right? This is, you know, this is a guy that's going to be your organization for a number of years. And yeah, it's unfortunate. It sucks. But
if Barkov might return this year, the Florida Panthers can exceed the cap by up to $3.8 million for his injury. If he's medically declared out for the full regular season and playoffs, they can exceed the cap by his full $10 million. And then he's ineligible to play this season or the playoffs.
That's so damn near any player in Major League Hockey, right?
Listen, if there's anybody who can get something done, you know, it's our boy Bill Zito. You know, I'm not going to lie to you. He's going to work his magic, I'm sure, but it is a crushing blow. Barky, Sasha Barkov, most likely out for the season after sustaining an injury in practice yesterday. And that's just a heartbreaker, man. You're not going to be able to replace him, but you know, if this happens to other organizations around the league, you know, pack it up, season's done.
Yeah, just imagine if it happened in, like, who is it? They just play in the finals. The Oilers, Edmonton.
Well, yeah, for sure. If, like, Connor McDavid.
Right.
Like that, you know, you're packing it up. But, of course, with this team, you know, it's a tough blow for sure. It's always going to be a tough blow. But luckily, you know, we had that offseason where we were able to retain most of the talent. We have good young talent coming up. We got mini Barky. You know, we got other things that definitely could benefit the team, but it's just unfortunate. It's a big loss. You won't be able to replace that, but you know, you got to do your best to move on.
Yep. Like, it's weird that one of your best players gets hurt and you still think, like, we're still sitting here thinking, they could still win.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
That is the benefit of being a Panthers fan at this moment. And one of the qualities of the team is depth. Yeah. Later on, we're going to talk to Alex Donald about the Miami Hurricanes, but I know he's also does halftime and postgame shows with the Florida Panthers. We'll see if he has any other information on who could be a potential acquisition and how the Panthers plan to go about this. But definitely crushing, crushing blow. Schmeaton points it out. Now they can trade for Connor McDavid. Hey, listen, we think of Connor McDavid, dude. Come on now. We're going to be looking like Thanos.
The league would flip the bleep out, right?
Yeah, that's fair.
Would everybody in hockey lose their mind?
Oh, yeah. No, for sure. No,
or call Edmonton and say, you better not do it.
I think if Connor McDavid flips over, it's, you know, I would say it's like Kevin Durant when he went to the Warriors. But that was like what just happened in
Boston. He wasn't traded, though.
No, he wasn't. He went there on his own.
He's a free agent.
Yeah. Which is why I think it's like, you know, and more of like the villain, you know, the villain aspect of what Kevin Durant faced, I think more similar in our most recent acquisition that we got from Boston, Marchand. I think that one mirrored the Kevin Durant situation more. This, to me, if we were to get Connor
Marchand, keep in mind, like, Boston traded Marchand.
Yeah, but so, I mean, he did, but he also was like, "Hey, I'm only going there." So yes, they traded him, but he said, "You're sending me there." Essentially, he kind of forced that trade.
All right.
And I saw the behind the scenes of when they broke the trade. Everyone was devastated. It's not like, "Hey, we, you know, yes, we."
You know what they could have did?
What?
Paid him.
Oh, they could. Yeah.
Right. You know what I'm saying? So they could have also just given him his contract and.
Yeah.
And it would have been done. But they decided, we're not going to pay him. Let's trade him.
Yeah. I'll actually be boots on the ground or boots on the ice on Monday. Monday Heat Media Day. And also, I'll be at the Panthers game. And then I'll be doing the post game for the Dolphins.
Jeez.
It's an action-packed day for your boy.
We got to go to Heat Media Day, and then Toba's got to do the pregame. After we get out of there.
Yeah, I know. So what are we doing, man? You know, I'll be over there. You'll be over there. What's up, man? Come on. What you trying to do? All right. Well, we are going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we are going to address
phone calls
and Tua's comments on Cam Newton and Cam Newton's response, all that. So start lining them up. 305-567-0560. 305-567-0560. So callers versus Leroy. He claims he is not defending Tua. We'll see if he can defend this latest act by the Dolphins quarterback when we come back.
You walk in tired and hungry. One bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
That is right. You used to call me on my cell phone. If you're interested on getting in on this conversation, you can call us on our hotline, 305-567-0560. Leroy has long been accused of being a Tua defender, and he has had enough of the accusations.
Yes.
He is ready to defend himself, but before he does, we shall present the last piece of evidence. If you've been listening to the show earlier, we reminded the audience of his comments about easier, or it's harder than it looks when you're sitting there eating chips on your couch, telling Ryan Clark to keep his name out of Ryan's mouth. And now the most recent egregious offense. Let us remind the courtroom of Cam Newton's comments on Tua that led to this press conference yesterday.
Cam Newton, first, what should we be saying about Tua after last night's loss?
Disappointed. I'm disappointed. I think, you know, as I'm watching this game, there were signs of, you know, he was in the rhythm. But this is the frustrating reality that we are faced with, not just as fans, but as people who observe this game. Come on, beat them up, word. Tua Tagovailoa is making more than Patrick Mahomes, Justin Herbert, Lamar Jackson, Jalen Hurts, Baker Mayfield, Matthew Stafford, Jaden Daniels. Am I pocket watching? No. I'm putting things into perspective here. Mm-hmm. What Biggie say? More money, more problems. Well, in this case, it should be more money, more expectations. When I see Tua Tagovailoa over this year alone, I've heard him more than I ever have. That's not to say you can't talk.
Right.
I like quiet Tua, Alabama Tua, chip on the shoulder Tua. Not, is somebody going to come in and watch film? Hey, let's see what this is. Hey.
Now, nothing necessarily too critical, but it was enough to elicit this now, response.
Can I say this?
Yes.
And this is, I'm going to go back to just careers, right? Think of Cam Newton and what was said about him when he played, right?
Yep.
Now, if I take Tom Brady or Donovan McNabb, or Peyton Manning, and they say the same things, does it have a different effect because of who's saying it? Because we had a lot of questions about Cam when he was playing, including in the Super Bowl, him walking away from a fumble. Okay? So understand where the criticism is coming from. I understand what he's doing now. I understand that that is his job. But what I'm saying is, should it come from more from a place of understanding how people could be very critical of a player in general?
Well, this is the response from Tua.
Can play quarterback in this league then. I mean, I want to see anybody on the streets come and play quarterback. I mean, Cam's doing his thing for sure, but you know, I think it's easier to be able to hold a clicker and talk about it that way, or talk about what someone else is doing wrong when you're not going out and having to do the same as them, right? So I think it's easy to do that. I think anybody can do that. I don't think anybody can play quarterback. So, yeah.
Now, the notion that anyone can hold a clicker, not anyone can play quarterback, is valid for someone like me. But now when he's responding to former MVP, former Super Bowl participant Cam Newton, do you think this is a valid response from Dolphins quarterback?
What I think is again, the criticism could be valid. What I've been saying this whole time is the problem that players have is that it's coming from another player that had to deal with the criticism and comes from a place, the same place that you came from. You understand what I'm saying? Like, so there should kind of be a level of understanding what Tua's going through. Instead, you call him out for all the things that maybe somebody else would, right? So a fan would say, look at all the money you're making. A quarterback would be along the lines of, sometimes you being the highest paid has to do with when you got your contract, not how good you are. And with that, the criticism, and with that, all the other stuff, right? But Cam Newton went at him like he never had to deal with that stuff. And that's the part that I will, if you want to say defend Tua, I will. If a fan says, look at all the money he makes and look at all that, I don't expect them to know why Tua makes so much money, right? Whoever signs the next contract going to make more than Tua, whether he's better than Tua or not. Whoever signs the next contract going to make more money than Lamar Jackson, whether he's better than them or not. It's just how that position works.
Well, we have people in our chat. Make sure that you tune into us on a weekly basis. You can catch us on YouTube. Twitch. YouTube is, I actually forgot what the new thing is. I think it's Miami 104.3 WQAM.
That's and wait, that's it. Well, can I just real quick?
Yeah.
I didn't say that Cam can't, because somebody said, if it can't come from a former player and it can't come from the fans, then who can it come from? I'm not saying Cam can't, like, God, I wish like you would just listen to what I'm saying. It's not the criticism. It's how you criticize somebody when you've done the same exact thing and had to deal with the same criticisms. How you say it or how you go about criticizing him should come from a place of experience. That's all I'm saying.
Well, we've had enough of your Tua defending ways.
Cam is complaining like he was perfect when he played. Do you not get he's complaining like he was Tom Brady or Peyton Manning, who also took criticism.
Yeah, everyone takes criticism.
I understand that, but not from a guy who's going through the same thing that he's going through. I don't think. Oh, my God.
Well, let's get to the phone lines now. One of the most active people in our chat, Nene, is on the line. Nene is ready to explain why she thinks Tua is a big baby and Leroy's out here defending him. Nene, are you on the line?
Greetings from Fort Bragg, North Carolina. Can you
What's
guys
hear me? Fort Bragg, North Kakalaki. Nice to hear from
right,
you.
Right, I'm organically from Miami-Dade County, but I served in the military. So you're dealing with a soldier here, Leroy. I hope you're prepared.
I'm prepared.
Thank you for your service, Nene. Please explain yourself.
Explain yourself.
And all I ask is, Leroy, let me land the plane because I know how you get. You did our girl Brittany like this when you didn't hear something.
All right.
You chop
land
us
the
off.
Plane. I'm a zip it until you tell me it's okay to respond. How's that?
Airborne all the way. So here's the thing, Leroy. I understand your perspective, especially that you played the game. This, that, and the other. However, just like anywhere you go, you have to know how to read the room, right? And from the perspective of what you're saying about Cam Newton should know because he endured this, such and so, this more validates why Cam Newton wasn't wrong, right? And Tua's reaction was wrong. I think Tua has a tendency when he gets critiqued, he kind of gets, just like on the field, he gets happy feet. He gets crazy eyes. He starts throwing interceptions. He starts telling fans to eat chips. And this is the thing that we just want to hear is acknowledgement of that. I understand personally your opinion is from a player perspective. However, 99.9% of the people that are listening to your show never played the game of football. All they know, it's been 24-plus seasons with no playoff wins, and we brought in this guy with the number 5 pick to come in here and do what he's supposed to do. The other thing that I would say I have a problem with Tua while I have this time is he mentioned his injuries in that presser. What a slap in the face to the fan base that had questions about his injuries when he's out here. Show me the money and keeping receipts when we're seeing him throwing interceptions and fumbling the ball, right? For me, it's the passive aggressiveness of Tua. Leroy, I don't think you always hold him 100% accountable. I'm going to drop this bar and then I'm going to land this plane. Accountability is not one line followed up with bars of excuses. So when you give bars of excuses, you're going to be held accountable, especially from a fan base that all we want from you, sir, is to win. We don't want to be told what to eat. We don't want to be told how to feel. We just want to win. So, Leroy, when we hear anything, and we may be wrong, Leroy, I even play this game, we may be wrong. We're hypersensitive that he is sensitive. And I land my plane there. Thank you, guys.
You know what? Look, Leroy, I give you credit for allowing her to land.
No,
I give her
credit for
the call. That was solid right there.
I've never gotten upset at people making valid points. And I'm not saying, here's the thing. Tua is wrong for the way he responds to fans. Because here's what we all know, right? Just because they don't know your situation, the only thing you're going to do is make your situation worse by explaining at times because it seems like excuses. Okay? And Cam's not wrong for saying what he said about Tua. I'm just saying this, that sometimes we forget where we were when we were going through that and how we handled that stuff. And I can almost guarantee you Cam Newton got in a fight with a guy that was talking trash to him on his own team. Okay? So, let's not forget some of the circumstances and situations we went through. And some players, some former players, have a better way of explaining the same thing Cam Newton did without putting him up here and the other player down here. You see what I'm saying? Because the way Cam explained that, even if it's valid, and even if he's 100% correct, he explained as if though he didn't go through those same things. If he had said, listen, we all go through this. You got to go through it. And the word I would use is humble. Right?
Yeah.
Don't walk with your chest out if you ain't playing perfect football. And you need people to be more sympathetic to what you're going through and more understanding. Your responses at the podium don't show that. Right? And so that's kind of where I'm going with that. Now, again, the word I would use for Tua is humble, right? Because here's what I learned about playing that sport for that long. No matter how good things are, no matter how good things have gone, no matter how much you get paid, you're going to be on the other side of it if you play long enough. And so when you're up top, when you're getting the money, keep that in mind. So that when you go through these struggles, when you have difficulties performing your job, when you're not playing your best football, people are more sympathetic because you haven't thrown it in their face. And so from that standpoint, that's where I am as far as Tua, and that's where I am as far as Cam. Like, yeah, you can be mad if somebody says something about it. Yeah, you can be snippy about it. But understand, every professional athlete has not played perfect their whole career. And if you act like a jackass when you're on top, more people going to step on you when you're on the bottom. And it's partly your own doing. So kind of play it in the middle. You ever notice, no matter how great Tom Brady was, no matter how many championships, right in the middle, right? So that when he was playing terrible, when Tom Brady was playing terrible, or Peyton Manning couldn't throw the football, right? We didn't have that other side to look at when he was walking around with his chest out. There's a way to carry yourself when you know and understand you're not perfect. And in sports, you're never going to be. Dude, I was a fumbler. So how I comment on people that fumble, knowing that I went through that, is a little bit different, even though I may have every right to get on somebody and say, we can't have that, right? So that's why I look at both sides differently. It's not that I'm kind of defending Tua. It's not that I'm defending Cam. It's kind of one of those situations that, talk about reading the room. Everybody need to read the room, because you know somebody going to say something to Cam at some point. Hold up. You ain't a Hall of Famer. What are you doing? We had issues when you played. When Cam Newton couldn't run, he couldn't play quarterback. Is that not accurate? So we all need a level of humility when we talk about football or when we play football. And all I'm doing is pointing all that out. But in the end, what you do is not who you are. You still go through those emotional, you know, circumstances and situations when somebody comes at you.
You're a Tua defender, dude. No, I'm we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to flip gears for a second. Want to educate the audience on what the kids say on Tobin and Leroy Show.
Well, you open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. It is a Frog Boy Friday. We got Leroy, we got Brittany, and we have Figgy.
Hello, Jennifer.
Hi. And hi, Nene.
Okay.
Yeah, well, we're best friends now.
She had notes.
I had notes.
She had notes. She had notes.
It was an excellent call. Which, you know, every time you go to the phone line,
it's very eloquently though.
It's like, a risky business, you know.
See, but you know what? I can respect that. I can respect that, and it's not. Sometimes when people comment on stuff, this is how a conversation goes. It's calling from so and so. Tua sucks. Get over it. If that's the way you feel, then if they lose on Tuesday, you can't call in and complain about the team not going to the playoffs in 20 some years, because you have identified that your players aren't good. Right. And so I appreciate the fact that she broke it down. And again, as a player, it's not that I don't criticize other players. Okay, it's not that I don't call it like I see it, but it comes from a place of understanding. Put it this way. You have a kid, Marcos?
Yes.
As your kid gets older, you're going to have to, you know, bring down the hammer on him. How you bring down that hammer is always going to keep in mind that that's your son, right? Versus some knucklehead on the street, how you would handle him. I'm merely saying that one of the reasons why I have to be careful about how I criticize players is not because I don't have, you know, eyes and can see where things are going wrong, but because do you feel a little dirty if you're talking about a guy and you had an okay career too, right? Like, that's where I am with that. I'm proud of my career. I'm proud of what I did. But it still means that, like, I know what I went through to play football. So I have to come from that place, right? I have to come from that place of understanding how hard it is. All fans want to do is win. They don't care why. And so that's why I don't go at fans, because we're coming from two different places. Okay? I haven't been a fan for a team for 20 years. The closest thing I've been through what these fans are going through is the team I grew up on never had a winning record till I left. Right? So... Yep. Like, yeah, to say that I don't understand is not accurate. And I don't ever go after fans about what they believe, because it comes from a different place. I merely just say that for Cam, because do we not remember some of the crap Cam did when he was playing?
Yes. And, you know, it would be...
So he should be, should he not, when we talk about mental and all this and that stuff, hey, you threw a laptop, dude. You got in a fight with your cornerback because he was talking trash because you threw a pick. That doesn't sound like he's the Cam Newton we talking to now. That's all I'm saying. Some players, when they talk about football and talk about other players, they always have in the back of their mind what that guy is going through or how difficult it is or what. Boneheaded mistakes are boneheaded mistakes. You called those out, right? When you do something stupid, it don't matter who you are. Like, yeah, it don't take, an expert to see that was dumb, right? Like, do we need to be a professional, a former professional athlete to know that Sealer running into the punter and Judon running into the punter is no good? No. But a guy that played quarterback, right? The way he played quarterback a certain way. When he couldn't run, he couldn't play football because he wasn't a great passer of the football. Can we acknowledge that? So where's his comments coming from?
not from not understanding. Right. Well, you know what I can do? I can help you understand what the kids are saying. Let me hit my music.
You're going to land this plane regardless of the weather. It's a 40 mile an hour side wind. I'm landing that plane, damn it.
I'm getting to this, baby.
It's been about an hour of this landing the plane on Tua. So, please, let's get to this.
Okay. You know why? Because she's interested in learning, too. So I
want to learn things, Leroy.
Wow!
PTSD on Tua talks. Like, you know what it is to hear the entire day just of one little thing he said? We're over it.
You used to deal with...
Can I just say this? Robbie. I never bring it up. I never bring what Tua said up. Ever.
Remember the Robbie Tua debates thing? Didn't you love
that? That gave me so much PTSD and trauma, and I'm living it all over again.
Well, look, you can find new ways to express yourself on this week's rendition of What the Kids Say. All right, this was going to be kind of crazy, I'm not going to lie to you towards the end, but we're going to start with a softball here.
We taxed in here. I'll go. Sorry.
Get Sendy. You guys wanna take a stab at what Get Sendy could possibly be? Oh, Brittany, you know that one.
No.
Okay,
you're the youngest, so you know what it means. True.
So I don't get to participate.
So no, you do know that one?
Yes, that's what all of it means.
What does that even mean?
I guarantee there's one she won't know.
Is Get Sendy have something to do with sending a tweet or something or a text?
Like you have that makes sense. Like let's say you know you get.
If I'm gonna send that sounds good, right?
No. I'm about to fire up the tweet.
Is that not what it means?
Sendy. No,
Break it down. What does it mean, Brittany?
Okay, so it means it's referring to when someone like let's say shotguns a beer. You guys know when someone shotguns a beer.
Okay. I've heard of it.
So nowadays these kids have adapted it and are using it like when they eat like their lunch, like they're like, oh, let's do a full sendy on the sandwich, let's do a full sendy on this. So it's like full send, like I'm sure you've heard that saying, right? Like full send.
I've heard that before. No, yes, okay. I've heard that.
So it's like, it just means like going for it, like you're just going for it. Okay. And so they now it's like get sendy with your sandwich, you know, it's like you're getting sendy.
It says so
basically you're eating like Tobin.
No. Yeah. Because it's like,
Tobin eats like he has 3 minutes before he has to report back to boot camp.
No, it's more like, it's like the shotgun motion, though. Like, that's what the real emphasis of it is. You know what a shotgun is, right, Leroy?
Yeah.
Okay, so that motion that you do when you do a shotgun, you're getting, like, now you just do it with anything. So you're getting sendy with whatever it is.
They say,
can I just say this?
No!
Let me tell you something, bud. Y'all dumbass kids.
Says, like, they need to stop abbreviating everything.
Is it necessary to get Sendy with my sandwich?
I don't think it's necessary. Don't shoot the messenger here, all right?
It means to enthusiastically or daringly perform an action, often by embracing a risky full send approach. The phrase, let's get Sendy, is now paired with a humorous trend where people pretend to shotgun various objects that aren't beer, such as food or even homework. What's to get Sendy with this homework?
You know, that sounds like if you're getting Sendy with your homework, you're probably getting an F.
I'm sending it to someone else. Get Sendy. We're familiar with that. Figgy's not gonna like this one. She hates acronyms and when they shorten things. What about SYBAU? Brittany, hot off the buzzer again. Brittany,
wait.
S-Y-
use it in a sentence.
That is the sentence.
That's literally the sentence.
SYBAU.
BAU. So you about to.
Okay, close.
Hold on. So. Hey,
Dade South's on it.
About.
Oh.
BUA?
Dang, he ruined it. You know what?
BAU.
I kind of like that, even though I will mess it up.
Like, you know, you've heard of LOL, LMAO. Yeah. Well, now, if somebody's talking too much and you just want them to be quiet, you just say SYBAU, dude.
And we will mess it up.
I don't know. I just say, you about to...
There it is. Here it is right here. Leroy.
Just don't repeat it.
Oh, that's what that means?
I would overuse this phrase. I don't know it.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Yeah.
That is, you know, the kids are finding a way of getting it across without actually having to say it. And
man, so you know what's bad about this? I bet you there's a whole bunch of adults that's getting these messages and don't even realize what these kids are saying to them. You know what I'm saying?
Very true.
Well, I'm telling
you, you using letters to me, we gonna break it down because I need to know.
One of my best friends is a middle school teacher, and so she hears that all the time, and she's like, I love that you guys don't think that I know what you're saying. You're still gonna get in trouble.
They think it's cold, but
I would be a savage.
Oh wait, oh, cause look, she, hold on, Jennifer,
I'm sorry,
this is designed to teach us what the kids are saying. Why are you taking notes? Let's say,
no, I'm saying, if I was a teacher in school nowadays, you would hate to step into my class.
Really?
Okay. Now, this is probably another one that Brittany's familiar with. JFig may be familiar with this as well, but I'm not sure.
Are you saying I got no chance?
No chance on this one. Leroy, if I do this, what does this mean?
Smidge.
Oh, like you're clapping, like, oh my God, congratulations.
Oh, like the violin, is that similar to the violin?
Like, see, no chance on really? This one.
No, the violin is like this, sir.
No, but I'm saying, is that similar to that? Like baby
smallest
clap?
Violin. Brittany, what is this right here?
Clock it.
Clock it. Clock it. Clock it. What is clock it? What is clock it, Brittany?
So wait, let me get this straight. So now I got a sign and it's, and the meaning, I don't even understand the
meaning. You know what?
Meaning.
Nay, nay, clock it.
Nay, nay, clocked your tea, Leroy.
What?
Hey, your tea got clocked, Leroy.
Oh,
watch out.
So somebody would do that to you when you got clocked.
No. Not like, because what you are assuming is some sort of physical action. Like, you know, he got clocked, you know? No. This is more of in support of something or like a verbal.
You guys all, so Nene was, everybody was doing this.
Yes. Everybody was like, yes, okay, Nene, clock it.
You're like a poetry audience and you're doing this, but instead you're doing this right here. You're doing
Nene's
this right
there.
Also going to officiate.
That's what the kids do. Instead of clapping,
yep, clock it. But look, but this is like if you really just like agree with something, like someone is preaching right now. If you go to church and there's nothing but TikTokers there, everyone in the audience is just gonna be like, Jesus.
Amon Ross St. Brown actually did it this in his last game. He went to the camera, clock it.
Now, this last one here before we go to break is something that I am very interested to see if Brittany knows.
Am I gonna know?
Oh, listen.
There's no chance we're going to know, Leroy.
Not only are you not going to know, you're not going to accept this. Start digging in your butt, twin. Okay.
Did you just make this up?
I did not. I promise. I swear.
Your little tadpole say that to you?
No. This is something I can guarantee. You ask that middle school teacher, if they're not saying W this, chat this, they're saying, start digging in your butt, twin.
I will send her a text on break because that is one I have not heard of.
Ask her what S-D-I-Y-B-T, a.k.a. start one digging second. In your butt, twin, means.
Hey!
Starts digging in.
Wait, stop taking notes!
Wait, twin at the end?
Twin at the end, yes.
Twin, like, yeah, twin is like, twin is a thing twin. Now. It's like, oh yeah, go twin, like, yeah, that's a thing now, like, I know
so
that.
So when you say twin, does that mean you agree with somebody?
No, twin
no,
is
it's like
Jamesies.
It's like your bestie, like you're locked in kind of thing.
Yeah, so it's like your you friend.
And, like me and JFig are twins. Like that's my twin. Like,
you know, Tobin Leroy, twin, what's up twin, you know? That's what they say. I don't like it personally, hey. But.
Like you that know who reserved. Need to be doing this? The whitest man I know, Tobin.
Next time you see Tobin, say, stop digging in your butt, twin.
First of all, I'm going to confirm what the hell that means before I just start blurting out what the kids
wait,
say.
Seriously,
can I tell you
hold
that?
On. I'm going to text Rebecca.
Yes. Oh, listen. I'm going to send you guys a video on the chat or in the group chat here, and you guys will get an understanding of the origin of said meme. But even the origin, they did AI over the voice. It's a very strange thing these kids are doing, but nonetheless, start digging in your butt, twin. The phrase deliberate absurdity is a part of its appeal, with the expectation that it's understood as a silly joke rather than having any literal or inappropriate meaning. So essentially it means nothing.
So I think that on Monday somehow Leroy should sneak in a start digging in your butt twin to Tobin.
Say, listen, if they just sometimes you need that 1 yard, and it really just you need to just start digging in your butt, twin, and then that is going to be able to propel you to get that first down. If you sneak it in there while you're talking about football, he won't even notice.
So my friend just texted me back. She says, no, but my brother does. Mind you, her brother is like a 20-year-old man, so I don't know.
All right, look, I will send you the origin of it. We're already later than we need to be. I apologize. I've been breaking the clock all day.
If Jennifer wasn't taking notes, we could have got through.
Okay, you want to go ahead and blame me for that? Oh, no, listen, no, I'll live for all the rest of the 3 hours.
S-Y, use it, S-Y.
I don't like this segment.
More to Leroy when we come like back.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.